Welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so good to be coming with you once again this morning. Well, yesterday, we started off talking about the law, and we said so many things about the fact that the law is spiritual. We spoke about the nature of the law and the function of the law, how that the law is spiritual, is good and just, you know, but it has a function of revealing sin, strengthening sin, giving the knowledge of sin, you know, increasing sin, giving the imputation of sin, you know. So even though the law is good and just and holy, God gave the law for it to do this function. Why did God do that? God did that because man in general was not admitting the fact that he was a sinner. Man didn't accept and acknowledge the fact that he was a sinner. So God needed to make man know that he cannot meet his standards. So he gave them his standards. He gave them what represented him. You see, he gave them a law through Moses. And God can't help a man if the man does not cry out for help. When you read the Bible, it is very clear. The Bible says that whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. What happens on earth is what happens in heaven. God can't help a man unless that man cries out to him. You see, so even though God really wants to help humanity, or wanted to help humanity, he needed humanity to cry out to him. So he gave them the law, so that the law would show them and reveal themselves to themselves. So God gave the law to reveal man to himself, and let man know that he is not correct. You see, the day God gave all 10 commandments, you'll be amazed at what the children of Israel said on that day. Go to Exodus chapter 19, and I'm reading from verse 7. He says, "And Moses came and called all the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded him, all the things that the Lord had said." Now, if you read the preceding verses, you see the 10 commandments and almost all the ceremonial laws that God gave, almost all the 600. You see all of them there. You see, so Moses came and called all the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do." You see, they promised God that they would do every single thing that God had said. He says, "We will do all that the Lord has spoken, we will do." And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee, and believe thee forever." And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. So, they said, "We will do every single thing that God is saying." But on the very first day that the law was given to Moses, and when Moses got down from the mountain, they broke the very first commandment. The very first commandment was that, "You shall not serve any other god apart from me." But when Moses got down, they had built a golden calf, and they were serving and jubilating and bowing down to the golden calf and enjoying themselves. They broke the very first law. But they were the same people who had promised that we would do every single thing that the Lord God says we should do. You see, they weren't admitting the fact that they were sinners. They thought that they could do things within themselves. That was why they spoke the way they spoke. So God gives the law, even though the law is good and wonderful, the law expresses God, the law is perfect, but God gives the law to reveal man to himself, the fact that man is a sinner, so that man will cry out to God. Because until man cries out to God, God can help. God can help. You see, God can help any man who doesn't cry out to him. You must cry out to the Lord in order to be saved. Every man must cry. God does not save people automatically. You must cry out to him. Then he can save you. Hallelujah. So, one of the functions of the law was that it was a schoolmaster, and that is found in Galatians chapter 3, verse 24. It says, "Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith, that we might be made righteous or made right or declared right by faith." Since the law was our schoolmaster. The word schoolmaster in Greek is paidagogos. Paidagogos. That is a word from where pediatrics is derived, which means child, anything related to a child or a child trainer. Okay, so the word means child trainer or a child instructor. Hallelujah. So the law was a child trainer, and the reason for the law was to bring us to Christ, to bring us to Christ that we might be justified by faith. You see, so the end of the law, or the reason why God gave the law, was so that the law would lead humanity to cry out for God's help. And the way God helps is by giving his son. The Bible says that God, "For God so loved the world, that is why he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The people could not see God. They could not speak to God. Because the day God came, because God wanted them to prepare themselves so that he meets them and talks to them. But they couldn't talk to God because of the fear. There was so much fear. God was full of terror, you know. There was so much fear. So they couldn't really talk to God. Now, when you read in Deuteronomy chapter 18, from verse 14, it says, "For these nations which thou shalt possess, hearken unto observers of times and unto diviners. But as for thee, or as for you, the Lord thy God has not suffered you to so to do. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me." Now this is Moses talking. He says, "The Lord thy God will raise unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken, according to all that thou desirest of the Lord thy God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see his great fire any more, that I die not." He says, so the people could not fellowship with God, they could not talk to God, they could not meet God. So Moses said that God was going to raise somebody from amongst them, a prophet. He says, "Him shall all of you hear." Who is that prophet? That prophet was Jesus Christ. So the law is given so that all of them might be brought to Christ. You see, as a schoolmaster, as a trainer, to keep them under so that they can be brought to Christ and be justified by faith. But now that we have received Christ, there's no need to go back to the law. There's no need to go back to the law because we have come to the reason why the law was given. The law was given to serve as a schoolmaster. So we are made right. We can stand before God through faith in Christ and not through faith in any other or not doing what the law says, but through faith in Christ. You are made righteous because of what Christ has done, not because of what you obey in the law. Hallelujah. I'll talk about these things some more tomorrow. I love you very much. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.